You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. For today's public affairs show, ASYEP intern Charlie Hippensteel investigated Glenwood Springs High School's new e-hall pass system and created a news package about it. Thank you for listening.
Glenwood Springs High School has an issue. That issue being the amount of students trying their hardest to not be in class. The school has had differing solutions. Orange tardy slips, teachers locking their doors after class begins, staff rigorously patrolling the halls, but these have been largely unsuccessful. Then Principal Paul Freeman heard about e-hall pass.
All right, when did you first hear about e-hall pass?
I first heard, maybe 18 months ago. That's right, it was before the end of last year. And I was talking to someone, an administrator in another school, and they said something about e-hall pass, and I said, oh, what's that? And they explained it to me, and I said, do you like it? And they said, yeah, we love it. So I thought, well, I better take a little look at it.
Another school that was already using it?
They were already using it, yeah.
Is it fine if I ask which one?
I don't remember, to be honest.
You don't remember?
I don't remember which school. I belong to different groups and I talk to different people, and I can't now remember which school it was. But I've subsequently become aware of several schools that are using it.
And it was your decision to put it in?
Well, ultimately, everything is my decision, and yet, I never actually end up taking a decision that I'm the only one who thinks something is a good idea. So, when I heard about it, I did a little bit of research, I talked to my colleagues about it, they said, well, yeah, it's worth taking a look at. So we got a presentation from someone from the company that provides e-hall pass. They did a demonstration for us. The group of people that saw the demonstration liked the look of it. So then we did a little pilot scheme, sort of like a soft start, I suppose, if you like, just to we're kind of still in the soft.
Just still trying it out.
We're still sort of trying it out.
Students also received a brief demonstration shortly after the school year began. They must request a pass from the e-hall pass website on their Chromebook or personal computer, including where they're going. Then the teacher must accept their request on their computer, and a timer will start to keep track of how long the student has been out. Only 10 students at a time are allowed outside of class.
When did you first hear about the e-hall pass?
Last spring. It was brought up as a general idea, and they were looking to do a pilot class fourth quarter, but I don't think the pilot ever happened last year, but it was kind of in the works for last spring.
And was it proposed to solve a problem or just try it out?
Solve a problem with traffic in the hallways, and I think to cut down on the number of kids who were out of class, the amount of time that they were out of class, which could lead to other type of disciplinary issues, it seemed like, were occurring across all grade levels.
Yes, it was intended to solve the problem of students being in the halls unmonitored, so it was supposed to be able to track where they're going and how long they're actually out and be able to collect data.
The problem is the amount of time that students spend on their classwork. So one of the things I say, half serious and half joking, to my classes, you'll be interested to know what my bathroom pass system is. This was before e-hall pass. And I said, I expect you to go to the, to use the bathroom about the same number of times that I would use the bathroom over a semester, say. And then I say, and how many times do you think that would be? And usually students can see where this is going. I see, we're not allowed to go to the bathroom. And they say, never. And I say, well, usually never, but we all have emergencies. I could get caught out and need to get to the bathroom, so it can definitely happen. But it doesn't happen to me very often. I wouldn't expect it to happen to you very often. If every time we go to the, if every time we have a class you need to go to the bathroom, there's something going wrong there. So that's my sort of approach to the bathroom. But what we do know is that some students will go to the bathroom every single hour. And we know that going to the bathroom is not necessarily
an every hour thing.
That's not necessarily what they really want to do. They're actually bored. I mean, that's not surprising. Schoolwork can be dull. It's not surprising if every now and again a student thinks, I'd just like to get out of here and go for a walk for a minute. And then sometimes they connect up with other people. Then some people are nicotine addicts, and so they find it difficult to get through 70 minutes without maybe a shot of nicotine, so they've got to figure out a way of doing that. I don't think that's a big number, but you know, that factors into it as well. Some people were meeting up just for a chat, you know, meet in the bathrooms. So it's more of a leisure activity. And e-hall pass lets us get to a point where the number of absences from class to use the bathroom exactly matches the number of cases of needing to go to the bathroom. But there were times when the hallways were sort of like full of people. You know, why is no one in class? Or not no one in class. It felt like that. It felt like, my God, how can so many people be out of class? Because when I was in high school, if you stepped out of a classroom into a hallway during a class period, there would be, and I went to a high school that was famous for its long hallways. It was one very long building, two very long hallways. So you could see, like, felt like it was for miles. It wasn't for miles, a long way. You would not see anybody in the hallway. And I don't think our bladders or bowels were built any differently, you know, in the 1960s when I was in high school. But the idea that we could leave classroom to go to the bathroom was just unheard of, which was probably a little bit barbaric. Our classes were only 40 minutes, and we had seven, or was it eight a day? Maybe it was eight a day. So the opportunities to go to the bathroom came up more frequently. Mm. But some people think, well, that's very cruel. You're not letting students go to the bathroom. It's damaging their health. No one is stopping students go to the bathroom on a reasonable schedule. I've had occasions when a kid who is strictly forbidden to go to the bathroom comes up to me. You know, they have a certain look on their face and a certain movement in their body, and you think, this kid needs to go to the bathroom urgently. And you just say, go now. And then you also say, and don't take a long time.
There was a lot of uncertainty and a lot of questions, many that not even the teachers could answer, like, what if a bathroom is locked and I have to use a different one, or what if my computer is dead? But on top of that, why?
Do you feel it's succeeded in that goal?
This far, no. Not in my class, at least.
How does it work with you?
I can't see out in the hall anymore, so I don't know how many students are out there. But it feels like there's less students that are roaming during the class period, but I can't say numbers for sure.
I don't have the data from that, so I don't know what the hallway traffic looks. You know, I know what's in my room. I think it definitely has cut down on the amount of students who are out of my class at a time and consistently. And then it leads to really nice data for me as a teacher, just to see if a student is struggling, I can look back and say, okay, how many times were you out of class in the last week? And did any of those times exceed 15 minutes, right? Because then that's nearly a quarter of the class time that you're gone. So I don't know what it looks like as a grand scheme of things, like throughout the entire school, but I know that it's definitely had an impact on my classroom.
Do you feel the e-hall passes at least helped to solve the problem?
I think it's beginning to. The hallways are certainly looking clearer. Not every teacher is finding it sufficiently convenient to use it at the moment, so that's hampering the full implementation. But I think already it signaled, you know, like at one time you couldn't get students to put their cell phones away. You just couldn't get them to do it. So we made a really big effort, and now I don't think we find cell phones a problem in class anymore. I think students just gave up. It was like, I'd like to play with my phone, but it's just too much of a hassle. It's causing me problems. And they put them in the pocket, and we don't get very much problems with cell phones anymore compared with what we did. And I think that's where we are with bathrooms. I think the students are saying, they're kind of serious about this. They know that we were just going out for a walk, and they're determined to stop us just going out for a walk. So I get it. I'll live with it.
So how did the students feel about all this? Terribly.
Well, for starters, a lot of the teachers don't even, like, they gave up on it because they don't want to deal with it either. And it's just, it definitely is unnecessary. And there's a lot of different emergencies and different reasons to leave a room. And using an e-hall pass just kind of delays us being able to take care of ourselves.
Do you want to talk about the e-hall pass system?
Yes. I hate it. I still think the downfalls significantly outweigh the good parts.
How so?
Look, here are the only good things. It, in theory, regulates people to not be in the bathrooms during class time, right? But at the same time, it just pushes all those people who are going to be smoking to be there during the passing period, right? And the e-hall pass system makes it harder for me to go to the bathroom during class. And so they want us to go to the bathroom during passing period, which happens to be the same time when all the people who are in there smoking. So I'm not going to go to the bathroom during the passing period. And then when I need to go to the bathroom, then I'm going to have to hold my pee-pee. So to make it successful, A, they should make so more people can go out during the class time, like double it at least to 20. And during passing period, they should have teachers in the bathrooms so that I don't have to get secondhand smoke.
And the bathrooms?
Take years off of my life in the bathrooms. Yeah.
How'd they do that?
Just stand there.
Just stand there?
And then the smokers will run away.
I see.
Well, there should be a SWAT team of teachers stationed in there during the passing period, in my opinion.
I think it's kind of inconvenient, especially in classes where you don't use your computer, because then you have to get your computer out to go to the bathroom.
I think as upperclassmen, we should be able to ask to go to the bathroom and be able to leave whenever we want, especially since we're almost seniors and out of here. I shouldn't be having to ask when to go to the bathroom. I'm not going to be doing that at work.
And following kind of the upperclassmen, if we're almost 18, I think we can decipher if we need to pee or not, regardless of what's happening in the bathrooms. I think we should be allowed to leave without having to wait on others who might be messing around.
Honestly, I would consider it horrendous. I don't like it.
How do you two feel about the e-hall pass?
Incredibly poor decision on the school's part.
It's already falling apart, so there's really no point in keeping it. Keep pushing for it.
Falling apart, anything specific?
Nope, half the people don't abide by it. Half the teachers expressed their distaste for it and don't use it. The teachers that do use it only ever complain about it later, but insist it's a good idea, despite the surrounding negativity.
It's unpopular amongst the student population, and it does absolutely nothing to mitigate the use of students actively leaving the class during class time. If students and teachers want more in-classroom time, then they're going to have to come up with a better way other than the e-hall pass.
And how about the teachers? It has its ups and downs due to the unfortunate side effect of disrupting instruction for the whole class, especially if that class doesn't use computers on a regular basis.
And were there any complaints about using it versus the old system of signing out?
From teachers or students or both?
Both.
It was a little bit of anxiety-inducing, I think, for staff to have another system that's in place. If we didn't quite have the Chromebooks, just learning how to use another system already into the school year of like, I don't have time to figure this out. But I think from staff that once, like, system's really easy, once we got used to using that system, just like with Infinite Campus or Schoology, felt pretty streamlined. I don't really have an issue with it in my class. Students, especially the older students, there was quite a bit of pushback of, oh, why do we have to do this? And how can, you know, very angry of like feeling like they were being over-monitored. But overall, it's just they can click a button, they go, it's not an issue. And like I said, for me, it's not, I don't use it as a disciplinary thing. It's just more of a tracking data. And so I think for kids who just have to now abide by that rule, but it doesn't really change their day-to-day, little bit of pushback to begin with, and then it's, okay, it's a system. We've integrated into the system, it's fine. So nothing, not overly aggressive, I would say.
Right. Anything else to say?
I think it would be interesting, depending on who you're talking to, because in my classroom, we don't use Chromebooks daily, right? So to have this system on a Chromebook where kids have to log in, it definitely takes time away from the discussion or what we're doing in class, because then you have one student who will get out a Chromebook or go.
I've been waiting for a kiosk for my class because it's hard to stop class to accept those digital requests for the passes while I'm in the middle of teaching. I can do it in some classes, but most I can't.
Some teachers have said to me that they like it, and some people are not using it, and I'm one of the ones that's not fully using it right now. I have my own system that I've used for years where students check in and out on a whiteboard and only one student can leave at a time. And so for me personally, I keep really close track of my students and where they are, so I don't feel like my classroom needs it, but that's what the administration wants us to use. So when they fully rolled out with the kiosks and everything that makes it less cumbersome to use, I will do what they want me to do and use it.
Because one of the things that we're waiting for is what they call a kiosk, and for us would probably be an iPad, so that a student in a class and the teacher don't have to break out of their... What you don't want to do is start fiddling for another tab on your computer. You know what I mean? You just want to be able to go to one place and just do it quickly and easily.
Instead of having to use your own stuff and taking a break from teaching.
Yeah, so... So to be honest, in my the class I teach, which is a tutorial class, I haven't really been using it that much because for one reason I still get confused when I get back into it. I think, oh, how does this work again? So I'm still at the early adopter stage of this process, sort of figuring my way through it.
I do hear that there is going to be some improvements, like adding a kiosk to the room dedicated for the e-hall pass. Do you feel that would mitigate some of the problems?
It would help with the teachers' complaints, but it still won't influence the students much at all. Like they said, it'd only be beneficial to the teachers, not to the students.
Principal Freeman plans on sharing the system with other schools in the district if it proves successful.
It's as much as I could do to keep my eye on everything that's happening in this building, never mind other buildings. I can't even remember if we've talked about it with other high schools. I think if we were to say, hey, we did this e-hall pass, it took months to get it figured out and running, and it took us a while to get the equipment, but once we got it running, it really made things, you know, because you can produce data charts. You know, you could find that maybe the shouldn't say the worst student, but you know what I mean. the student who was most abusing the right to go to the bathroom was out of class for 14 hours over the course of the semester. And at the other end, there was a student who was only out for 3 minutes. I mean, that's interesting information. I think that provokes a conversation with the person who's been out for 14 hours, like, what's going on here? This isn't right. Either you need a doctor or you need to start using the bathroom properly. So you can get tons of data like that. So I think if once we've got it running properly, if we're saying, yeah, we're pleased we got it, we think you should look at it, they probably would. It's also possible at the end of the year we say, well, we gave it a try, didn't seem to help us that much, so we'll cancel our subscription.
Be on the lookout for an e-hall pass system may be coming to your local schools. Special thanks to Principal Freeman, teachers Alexandria Ogonek, Trevor Doty, and Jill Wilson, and students Clover Way, Ty Hesse, Tianchi Rose, Lily Baca, Zamara Abita-White, Nex Brooks, Kiara Acosta, Samara Kalal, and Ashton Bomert for offering their time to interview, and a very special thanks to the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program. I'm Charlie Hippensteel.
Thank you for listening to the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program's weekly public affairs show. Each week, ASYEP creates a new podcast episode in addition to the opportunities we offer students outside of the on-air studio. Coming up on February 16th, ASYEP will host a movie night for kids ages 6 through 13. Parents can pre-register their kids online and take a Valentine's Day date night. Kids can be dropped off at 5:30 p.m. at the Carbondale 3rd Street Center and picked up at 8 p.m. Visit azyep.org for more information. Thank you for listening.